Hey, this is Megan Rapinoe, and I'm Sue Bird, and you are now listening to the latest episode of A Touch More. We've decided to turn our crazy IG live show into a podcast for your listening pleasure. Enjoy the show. We're back with another episode of A Touch More. With a very special Mother's Day edition. It's a little shaded back there, but we couldn't get our studio lights. Well, we don't have studio lights, so
we tried.
We just, there was a situation.
Oh, there we go.
It's a microphone.
No,
okay. No, it's too much. All right. Kanye bringing us in. Old Kanye bringing us in with Hey Mama.
Another week. Well, as you can tell, our theme is Mother's Day. Tomorrow's a big day for all of our moms. We're going to be showing our moms, really all the moms,
all the moms.
A lot of love today.
A lot of mom love happening.
All right, so as you can tell, we're going to have some moms later. We've been teasing you a little bit. So there's going to be some Nancy Bird rapid fire. My mom does not have Instagram, so we had to tape a rapid fire for you guys. It's all good. Okay. And then we got Mammers coming on later live. Stay tuned. And then
can't wait.
The main event, Sydney LaRue. LaRue Dwyer in the house. That'll be our second, our B block.
Mother of two.
Let's do some quick updates.
Okay, quick updates. Hunger Not Impossible. We're still rolling with that. Oh, just about 25,000 meals donated so far. Again, we'll put the links up. The shirts and all the merch, all of the proceeds go right there. They're all made in America. So get it while it's hot. Get your shirts, get your
I gotta pin the link.
But it's so awesome. Thank you guys for all of your support through this whole thing. We'll throw it up there after the show.
We'll do it later.
We'll do it in the next block. During the week. But so appreciative of all your support.
We also have news. We're getting YouTube channels. You guys, Megan's is already up and running.
It's live.
Literally the easiest. YouTube.com/Megan Rapinoe. Mine will be Sue Bird. It'll be there next week. And we're always going to have the Spotify playlist. This one is obviously dedicated to our moms. All the moms, but really our moms.
Yeah.
We put pretty much all the music they love. Yeah. And then threw some, you know, mom joints on there as well.
Yeah.
So now we want to go into something a little more serious.
Okay. A little more serious. We lost Little Richard this week, which was really sad. Not only was he just an incredible musician, but very gender bending, and just
this was my jam.
Revolutionary.
Listen to this. Obviously, my name's in it, so I was obsessed as a little kid. I used to like put on shows and make up dances and be like, "Okay, mom, it's showtime," and then be like, "I got a girl." Name Sue.
Yeah,
he was a thing. Here comes.
Cute.
So yeah, rest in peace to Little Richard.
Rest in peace, Little Richard.
We also lost, Andre Harrell. He started Uptown Records. I'm trying to pull up some music for you.
Helped launch the careers of Guy, Heavy D.
Heavy D,
the boys,
that's where I'm going.
Mary J.
So he's behind one of these. Rest in peace to Heavy Dude. Heavy D too, actually. So, Mary J. Blige. I mean, he also kind of is credited with, like, P. Diddy, Notorious B.I.G. launching. There was, like, a situation there. But anyways, Megan.
Cool. On a much more serious note, I think probably most people, especially if you're active on social media, have seen, the story in the video of Ahmaud Arbery. Not only Ahmaud Arbery, but Sean Reed and Nina Pop. We tragically lost them as well to inexplicable and unacceptable violence. To those three and to so many others and to their families, our condolences and our hearts just go out to you. Rest in peace. I think that we'd be remiss to not bring up the fact that so many of our friends and people we know are, walking out in this world with anxiety and trauma. It's hard to find the words, but we have to stop looking away. We have to look them in the eye. We have to meet them. We have to be there. We have to do more. Educate ourselves. Get sort of your skin in the game. I feel like it's not enough to just be really sad and share the video. By the way, stop sharing the video. I feel like it's out there. The arrests have been made. We don't want to like keep re-traumatizing and sharing that. I just feel like it's not enough. You know, we need to do more. We need to educate ourselves. We're going to throw up some information and resources and link after that. But I think that we can all agree more needs to be done. And specifically white people, we have to do so much better.
Don't just say the word ally.
Yeah.
Like actually
be it. Be it. Live it. Don't just, you know, be upset about this. Like, be anti-racism. Be anti-police brutality. We've seen it, you know, even just in the way that the policing has been happening. There's an epidemic happening that's been happening for a long time, police brutality against people of color. But there's also the larger pandemic. And so it's just like double trauma. So let's all just make sure that we're here for everyone. We're showing up, even if it's hard, you know, look people in the eye, show up with full heart, and let's all be better. And, you know, rest in peace, to Ahmaud, Sean, and Nina, and so many others, and to their families. Our hearts just go out.
Take a moment.
Yeah. Take a moment.
Back to our moms.
Yeah. Back to moms.
There's a new mom.
Major shout out to our little girl, Charlie. Alex and her beautiful husband, Servando, have just given birth. Alex Morgan have just given birth to beautiful Charlie. I think it was 8 pounds, 5 ounces. We hope you guys are well. We can't wait to be the best aunties to your little girl. It's just perfect. Literally like the day before, 2 days before Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Alex, we love you.
Congratulations.
We hope you're well. Congratulations. Welcome to motherhood and fatherhood. We got another girl dad in the mix. So Servando, we look forward to seeing you raise this amazing little child. So
we love you guys. So yeah, it's a nice little segue to some niece cuteness. I know you guys can't wait. Let's see if this works.
It's a gold segment.
So this week we've got, there is one letter. There's actually multiple letters, but this week we've got some visuals.
Y'all.
I mean, could you just. This is them in their dojo. Wearing their gi, and she has her nightgown on underneath it.
Epic. She never goes anywhere without the nightgown.
The fact that they're like, all right, I got it. My sister's like, all right, I gotta take the girls to the dojo is like my favorite sign in life.
We've been in the dojo. It's lit.
The dojo is lit. This is just the cutest thing ever.
They're so cute.
They're so cute. It's so cute. I'm biased.
Hey!
But I did get one note.
I heard the video from afar, and I'm like, "What in the is going on?" I couldn't. It's just
so. We did get one letter, and it's kind of like a song, I think. But it basically says, "This one's from Zoe." Alex gave us a letter too, but we might just save it for next week. It's like, "I love you, ho ho ho, ba 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 ba, Barbaran." I don't know. Aunt Sue something.
Probably I love Megan, but then I along
so that. Then yeah. At the bottom I was like, oh, is that a basketball? She was like, yeah, and I was like, is that a Nike check?
Swoosh Life.
And she said, yeah,
Swoosh it Life. Is.
All right, guys,
we're hitting right.
It's time, Nancy Bird's big moment.
You guys, you're gonna die. It's
yeah, I mean, I think we should just hit play.
Yeah.
All right, here it is, Nancy Bird, Rapid Fire.
Nipple.
Question number one. True or false? I made you learn the words to Naughty by Nature's OPP.
Yeah, you're down with me. It's true.
All right, Mom. Are you down with OPP?
I'm down with OPP. Yeah, you know me. I had to learn it at least 7 times before I finally got it right.
Yeah. That's very true. Okay.
Like, no, it's here we all go. The homies.
What's your nickname for me?
Susie.
What's your favorite Michael Jordan memory?
The restaurant in Mohegan Sun.
Good answer. What's your favorite actor?
Sean Connery.
Okay, what's your favorite actress?
Meryl Streep.
Who's your favorite daughter? Just kidding.
Well,
one word. One
you
word.
Know I would say both of you.
I know. One word to describe me.
Wonderful.
Thank you. One word to describe Megan.
Also wonderful. But that's two words.
You can't say wonderful.
That's two words. Mm-hmm.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate that we curse on this show?
About five.
On a scale of one to ten, how much do you hate that we drink on this show?
All right, one being the least and ten being the most?
Yes.
That doesn't bother me. One.
We should have to say nipple.
How often do you actually watch this show?
Ten.
Not on a one to ten. Just how often?
All the time.
All the time? Okay. So where does the name of Touchmore come from?
On YouTube.
Well, it comes from the fact that one day you were showering and you asked Megan, how do I look? Do I look like I gained a little bit or do I look the same? And Megan said, well, a touch more.
Get it,
Very
Mom.
Good. Who curses more, me or Megan?
Oh, definitely you.
I thought so. Who's smarter, me or Megan?
That's not fair. I think you're both equally intelligent.
Thank you, Nancy.
If you're unsure at any point, the answer is me. All right.
Okay.
Who's more stubborn, me or Megan?
I like rules. I think you're more stubborn.
Okay. Who does Trump hate more, me or Megan?
Megan.
All right. Who's the better athlete, me or Megan?
Well, it depends on the sport.
Who's the better athlete,
Thank you,
me
Nancy.
Or Megan? Overall, full body of work.
Well, I know you longer, and I know how many sports you've played, so I'd have to say you.
Good answer. All right.
Fine,
Am I a better soccer player, or is Megan a better basketball player?
Wait, I never saw Megan play basketball.
So the answer is me?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good answer.
Is Megan still going to talk to me now?
Well, I'm pretty fucking good at basketball, Nancy.
Questionable.
So fine.
No. I love you, Megan.
I love you, too.
All right. Lots. Favorite sports memory of me?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. I think, definitely UConn. Anything you did at UConn was swell with me.
So
but that one time when you passed the ball to Lauren Jackson, between your legs, and she was in back of you and she got it and got the layup, that was exciting.
Okay, good one, Mom. What's your worst sports memory of me?
When you got injured. And I was at the game when you broke your nose and Lauren accidentally hit her elbow into it. That was my worst memory.
Okay. What's the funniest sports memory you have of me growing up?
The Fat Ballers.
Oh, that's easy. You were about five. You were running track. You were the last leg. And all the competitors on your relay were coming down. And everybody was passing you by. And then you see the third leg wobbling all over the track. And finally passing you the baton. And you looked around and you knew you had no chance to do anything. And you took that baton, your little five-year-old self, and threw it down on the track. And I'm standing in the field. And a parent was standing next to me. And she said, oh, my goodness, whose child is that? And I said, I don't know.
She left you out. Okay,
I totally disowned you.
All right, Mom, we're going to play a game.
Oh, no.
Three options. Option number one is to Netflix and chill. Do you know what that means?
No.
It means to, like, watch a movie and then yada, yada, yada. Okay?
Okay.
The second option is to wife him up, which means to get married.
Mm-hmm.
To get married?
Yeah, but we call it
wife. Oh, in other words, you bring up a person and I say Netflix and chill, get married, or?
Or the third is called ghosting, and that means you kind of like blow them off, okay?
Okay.
So one of these people, you're going to Netflix and chill, one you're going to wife up, and one you're going to ghost.
Okay, I can't do all three to all three.
No. Tom Selleck, Sean Connery, or Clark Gable?
Well, I'm going to ghost Clark Gable because
he's out.
He's out. He's dead.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he's actually dead, so it's perfect.
I feel you on that.
I'd marry Sean Connery and I'll Netflix and chill with Tom Selleck.
Okay.
Got a thing for mustaches or what? Ooh. All right, Mom, last question. What's your favorite karaoke song?
I'm down with OPP. Yeah, you know me.
I mean, you gotta prove it.
You down with OPP? Yeah, you know me. You down with OPP? Yeah, you know me. I'm down with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Oh,
that was too good.
All right, Mommy. Happy Happy Mother's Day.
She killed it.
I love you.
Love you, Nancy.
And thank you for the book.
Girl, book. I got her litter fighters everywhere.
Okay, sweetheart.
All right, Mom.
Bye.
It's almost time for some mammers.
Oh man, we gotta find mammers up in this chat.
Ah! Hey, how you doing?
Classic parent, like.
Am I on?
You're on. You're live, Mom. You're okay.
Okay, I'm live.
Oh mammers? My God, you look so cute.
So cute.
Look at you.
Mammers.
Mammers.
Cute. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You good?
How's quarantine, Mammers?
How's quarantine treating you?
Oh,
she's
my God.
We're all over it.
I'm over it. I mean, I'm not really over it, but I'm over it. Everyone's over it.
Right? I know. We're all over it. You're mad social, too. Well, first of all, you're a waitress, so you work. You're always around people. Is that Dad back there?
He wants to get in.
He wants in?
Yeah.
What's up, Jimbo?
Hey.
Might just have to get you on for Father's Day for some.
Your mom's she's celebrating Mother's Day.
Well, she sure is. Give her a reason. What?
Is Sue drinking coffee?
No.
Coffee
she's just drinking. It's my Nancy. It's my mom's
it's
mug
spiked.
From like childhood. Oh, well, even Austin's getting
it. Spiked.
Your mom is great. Your mom is so funny and she's so beautiful.
Excellent. What a my mom woman. Loves you guys.
Those young pictures. Oh my God. Oh, I love Fauci. Fauci all the way.
Mammers, I have a question. Can you tell us your side of the nickname Mammers Jammers?
It's just Mammer Jammers.
Mammer Jammers.
My side of it? How I started it?
Yeah. In your words. I've only heard Megan and Rachel tell it.
The first thing they got to reopen in California is rehab centers.
Your dad with the one-liner.
Bad.
You love
bad.
It. You ain't wrong.
That's not true. We're not having a problem here. It was just menopause. Before menopause.
For real. She hit menopause hard. You did.
2011, going to Germany for the World Cup, and it was just terrible. I mean, I was hot. I was, and everything bothered me. I was just hot and everything. I had
100% cotton. Had to be cotton.
I had to have new jammies for every night, of course, and wash them every day. And, you know, but I mean, I went with like 15 pairs of pajamas. So of course,
literally she
really
brought
funny.
A pair of pajamas for every day. She ended up staying longer. She ended up staying longer.
Yeah.
Went to H&M to buy more pajamas. What are you doing in your pajamas?
They were not good jammies, I have to say. They were not what I needed, but I couldn't.
Well, that's true. Because you can't have any kind of synthetic material. You got all types of allergies and all everything.
Doing better now, but you know, not at that time, so of course Megan thought it was hysterical and the whole mammer jammer, you know, was
like, honestly, born. She has this hook on the back of her door that is 100 pounds of jammies hanging on the back of the door at all.
Ridiculous. We're moving into our new house we built. It's like, I can't put that hook on that door. I can't do it. I don't know what
you need a full on a walk-in jammy closet.
CBD's helping. I'm taking that. I'm sleeping better. It's good.
Shout out Mindy and the fam. Mindy and the fam. Rubbing it everywhere, dropping it in, taking it. The gummies are bomb. Listen, you had twins. So what's like a good Megan, Rachel, shenanigans, getting in trouble story?
Megan and Rachel's grandpa, you know, nicknamed Rachel Sweet Muffin and Megan Ma Barker.
Your Ma Barker, I had no idea. Ma Barker is literally a serial killer mob boss woman.
And I was so mad. I was so mad at him. It was like all I could do.
So mad.
I mean, we were living in Palo Cedro, and I was so mad. It was all I could do to even put the dinner on the table.
What about the time where we took all the poop out of our diaper and smeared it everywhere right before you had to
go? I wasn't going to bring that
just
up. I didn't want to go there with that. It was, you know, nap time, really quiet in there. I'm like listening at the door. What's going on? It's so quiet. This is not good, you know. Mm-hmm. Rachel
you
would
better.
Always go right to sleep. Yeah. We were always, you know, talking, messing around, whatever. Mm-hmm. Everything was really quiet.
Chatting.
I mean, you hate to open the door when your twins are really quiet because you really want them to sleep. You know?
you always knew better.
But I opened the door and I peeked in there and I could not believe it. Yeah, they got into their diapers and there was poop everywhere, all over your hair, all over the cribs, all over the walls in between.
So I mean, sick.
I was like, oh my God.
You guys are like, what's this? What's this new kind of Play-Doh?
I've never experienced anything. I mean,
it's so liquidy. Looks like mustard. Yeah, we were mischievous.
Oh my God, that's great.
We were mischievous together. We were.
Oh my God, you were so mischievous. What one didn't think of, the other did. You know, there's always something.
Okay.
Oh.
This time. Rapid fire.
Uh-oh.
Rapid fire. Mammers, are you ready for this? Okay, true or false? Rachel and I were an accident.
True.
Okay. True or false? You were thrilled.
Yeah, I was.
True or false? Dad was shook.
He was comatose for about a month.
Motherfucker was shook. Okay, what's your nickname for me?
Maggie. Megster.
What's your favorite Michael Jordan memory?
I don't know if it's a favorite, but you had that life-size poster in your room.
Wings.
I had a cardboard cutout. That is one of the best looking, most gorgeous men I've ever seen. But I'd come home from work, from Jack's, and it'd be late. I mean, I'd come home, you know, we served dinner until 11 all those years. I'd come home, and I'd go in there. The first thing I'd do is come in. I'd go in the bedroom to check on you and Rachie. You know, you had all your ragamuffins, you know, ragamuffin? No, what were they called? And the sports things everywhere.
Yeah.
But he had that life-size Michael Jordan, and he'd scare the hell out of me every
time. Cardboard cutout.
It's a cardboard.
It was life-size.
Life-size.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love Michael Jordan.
I love how you emulated him. And
so the most beautiful man in the world scaring the shit out of you.
Scared the hell out of me every night. I forgot he was there.
Who's your favorite actor?
I love Harrison Ford.
Ooh, good one. Who's your favorite actress?
Meryl Streep.
That's what Nancy said too.
She's the best.
Who's your favorite daughter? I'm just kidding. It's me. Okay, one word to describe me.
Weird.
Fuck you, Austin. Get out of there. I love you.
Oh. Loving.
Word. Loving.
So loving.
That's great.
Loving. Loving.
One word to describe Sue.
Awesome. Amazing to be around. Conversationalist. I mean, just connects with people. Yeah. Awesome.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate that we curse on this show?
Well, you know how I'm about that, Megan. I'm like 7.
20? Oh, 7. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate that we drink on this show?
I don't hate that you drink, but when you drink too much and you cuss more, that's what I don't like.
Agreed. Yeah. How often do you actually watch the show?
I watch it. Well, I think I've only missed one. I think last week I missed.
Where does the name A Touch More come from?
Well, I think it was a reference to Sue maybe gaining a pound or two.
Boom.
Again.
What is the thing called on the end of a boob?
Nipple?
Word. Drink up, y'all. Nipple. Okay. Who's funnier, me or Sue?
I don't know. You're both pretty funny. Sue's funny.
Okay, so you want to say Sue. Alrighty then. It's a tie.
It
took us back to the 90s. Yeah. Or 90s. Okay, who curses more, me or Sue?
You.
Who's smarter, me or Sue?
You both are.
Good answer.
I think it's Sue. Who's more stubborn, me or Sue?
I don't know about that.
Who does Donald Trump hate more, me or Sue?
You. Yes.
You.
That's the biggest no-brainer.
You dumb bitch. You.
Literally the biggest no-brainer.
Who's the better athlete, me or Sue?
Oh, you both are amazing. You're like in another league. You are.
Am I a better basketball player or is Sue a better soccer player?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think you're just equal. I think you're just badass athletes. I think both.
Well said. I love that, Mom. Okay, what's your favorite sports memory of me?
I mean, definitely college when you played Notre Dame. That was amazing when you.
Ooh.
I like how both moms took it back to college. Both moms took it back to college.
I took that shot, and I mean, you were like, no. I mean, like 40 some yards out or something and scored a goal. I mean, even the coach said that, I mean, that's man or woman, that's the best shot ever taken. I mean,
but
2011 to the World Cup, freaking out. Of course, I'm in menopause. 2011, hotter than hell.
It was a
Seville, and we go into two overtimes, epic. I mean, how? I don't know. I don't know if I could ever. I don't even know
that's
how. I,
pick.
I don't know how I didn't have a heat stroke and have a heart attack.
Worst sports memory of me.
Probably, you know, when you were playing on that boys team and you were only like 11 or 12 years old and they were being so mean to you out there. I hated that.
Remember when I got a red card for saying fuck on the field when I was like 12? And then I lied to you. Do you remember that in Chico? Is it true that Rachel once scored a goal from half field and immediately after the game you told her your effort wasn't there today in the Dodge Caravan? Is it true or is it false?
I was so mad. That was such a frustrating game. We were lucky.
I was like, Mom, she just scored a banger. And you were like, her effort wasn't there today.
It was 50 yards out, but it was a fluke. And it still is.
That's what you fucking said. You said it was a fluke.
She reserved.
Shout out, Rachel. Energy.
She reserved everything to the end. That's why she was able to hit that ball so hard at 50
yards out. That's what you said. She literally, from the van, she was in the front seat of the van, reached back, and she was like, that was a fluke. Your effort wasn't there today. Rachel was like, damn.
I kind of regret that. That was a little harsh.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Clint Eastwood. Absolutely.
Okay.
I know he's older, but as young girls,
taking
a movie and
Nevada.
Awesome.
Okay. We're going to play a game. We played it with Nancy. It's called Netflix and Chill, Wife Up. We know you're not a lesbian, but it's just a term, and you're cool with it because you got gay daughters and ghost. Someone you have to, like, cuddle with and kind of hook up with, but they move on.
Yeah.
Someone you want to marry. Someone you're just like, I am going to ignore you. Okay. Sean Connery, Harrison Ford, and Clint Eastwood. Who would you marry out of those three?
Clint Eastwood.
Okay. Who would you just, like,
Netflix
yada yada with?
Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford.
Ooh, good one. Okay, Sean Connery's out of the picture. You're ghosting Sean Connery.
He's out.
He's out. He's fucking out. We're out of it.
I like the new James Bond, the other guy. He's getting ready to get out. What's his name?
Daniel Craig?
Yeah, I like him.
Hot. Beautiful eyes.
Beautiful.
Good jaw.
Yeah, he looks a little edgy. Gorgeous. I like that.
Yeah. Favorite karaoke song? Do you have one? You're not a big karaokeer, but do you have a favorite karaoke song? Do you?
Donna Summer. Yeah.
Shall we? You know you gotta prove it.
I think that came out in 1983, and I was doing all my jazzercise at that time. I had Brian in 1980, your brother. I had you two in 85.
Shout out, Brian.
I was totally into jazzercise, and I loved it.
That's amazing.
Were you in full-on jazzercise socks, spandex, thing that went up your butt, leotard? You had a popping ass body.
I had all that stuff.
What do you always tell people about your body?
Oh, with Megan? I go, oh, yeah, she's got my body, and damn it, I want it back.
It's true. Stick legs, boobs, and basically that's it. That's where we are.
Thank you so much, you two, for doing this and to honor, you know, both Nancy and I and all the mothers out there. It's so sweet of you to do that.
Absolutely. So we have so many mothers. Jenny, happy Mother's Day for your Nathan and your Emma and your Chloe and all your little pets and stuff. You got all types of pets. Sissy.
Yeah.
For Mitchell and Julia and Jesse, happy Mother's Day. You want to shout out, sis?
They already know them. Jen, shout out to Zoe and Alex. I mean, we have so many friends that have kids.
We got all types of kids up in here.
Yeah. So I get 90% of my memes.
So I have a question.
Oh.
We expect a baby from you two.
Oh, okay. My God.
Okay.
We talked about it today.
We'll do another segment on that.
We talked about it today, Mammers, and I told you I'm scared.
I know.
Of the Ring of Fire.
But what did you say about why I should carry one? I overheard that.
Oh, yeah.
Another ear show.
Oh, yeah. I think you're built perfect for it. You really are.
Got those wide hips.
She goes, honestly, her hips are a little wider.
Yours flare out a little more. I was like, mine. And
yeah.
It's perfect.
Okay. We got to get Sid in here. We love you so much.
I love you.
Love you, Mammers.
Mammers, I miss you so much. You guys are doing great in quarantine.
You need to come visit. When are you coming?
We're going to come visit. Okay.
Okay.
We love you.
Love you so much.
Love you, Dad. Love you, Austin.
Love you.
You're amazing.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye. I'm overwhelmed with joy and love from Nancy and Denise. Oh,
they nailed it.
Oh my goodness.
Not surprised by any of the content.
Oh my God, they're so wild.
So wild.
Should you tell the burner story? Okay, there's a lot of features on live that you can only access while you're on live.
So today we were trying to figure out all the pictures and how to like make it work. Because we want to use that feature, and we tried it like episode 2 or 3, and it didn't work. So I was like, we need to make sure. How can we make sure? How can we make sure? I know.
This is almost as obvious as Kevin Durant's burner.
We'll make a burner account. So Megan went on there. Megan chose burner 1015 as the account. Cool, whatever. Nobody's ever gonna see it. No big deal. So we did some test runs.
A scene.
And then about an hour, maybe 2 hours or so before the show. I was like, all right, we need to see what happens for her mom. Like when somebody,
I'm not going to bore you with the details. Situation.
We did. So Megan's account came into the burner 1015 account.
Blew that shit
for,
up.
Blew it up. 2 seconds just to see the requesting scenario.
Blew our cover.
Walk Mammers through.
Blew our cover.
Sure. 500 people sure did.
We were like,
my burner account has followers.
Okay, let's get this mother a 2 in!
No, you do it, so I need this.
I'm so excited.
What a tune, what a tune. I don't know the dance, though.
Yes-ki.
Hello, ye.
Yes-ki. First of all, welcome to Attached Morgie. Happy belated birthday.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Happy belated.
For real.
Sid, you old as shit, Guy.
I know.
You're 30.
Think,
the big trio.
I think, like, you first met me when you were, like, my age now.
Okay. Okay. So,
I'm like,
we're going to need to do a little bit of fact checking after this show. That's not true, even though I was mature for my age.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to exit this conversation.
From the beginning.
Like, yeah, we were both very mature.
Well, we were both, like, just wise beyond our years.
Yeah.
And at the same...
We've always been.
Yeah. Our decisions don't always reflect that, but it's...
No. But for the most part.
We got to keep them guessing. Yeah, we got to keep them guessing. It's not really a reflection. It's just, like, our big plan and game for everyone.
It's just who we are.
Well, it's just
weird. Dom looking at me like.
Dom. Bless.
Dom.
We're going to get to Dom later.
Yeah.
Dom's multiple ways. Dom's heavy up in here. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. So many holidays. Wait, your birthday always fall around Mother's Day?
You know what, though? It sucks because it's like having your birthday on Christmas. They're too close together. So it's like Mother's Day always kind of gets. Because I just had my birthday.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, we already made you a cake.
Yeah,
you're like, you know what? Cash, Rue, it's not about you.
We already did one Zoom call for you.
Yeah, exactly. So Tom's like, what do you want? I'm like, well, it's tomorrow.
Probably diamonds.
So if you haven't figured it out by now, then I'm probably not getting anything.
You didn't do the double plan, you just did one at a time.
Yeah.
One at a time.
Yeah. He called me yesterday on the way to training and he said, is today Mother's Day? Said, no, it's tomorrow, so.
Okay. He's got 12 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's quarantine going? Although in Florida, are you guys, like, totally out of it?
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Some people are. Our beaches are open now. They have been for, like, a week or two. But we talked about this the other day. I feel like I live my life in quarantine.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're not far removed from like the norm.
We are well suited for this.
Yeah. Except like I like to go out for dinner. And so that part has really kind of crushed me.
Dinner and drinks. I'm like, can someone please just like make me an amazing cocktail?
I've been making my own and putting them on. I gave you the recipe.
You did, but you said locally sourced coconut syrup. And I was like, I can't fucking get that.
No.
This is supposed to be shit that's in my cupboard.
I think
I'm like,
just coconut. I think it's just the coconut syrup, like coconut milk.
Oh,
but the cream of the coconut milk. You know how you have to
the cream of the nut, as they say.
Like a frost.
Yeah. Cream of the nut. Okay. Yeah. We'll get into that. Listen, our kid's fucking driving
you. I know.
We need to get into this.
We need to understand. Yeah.
We need to get into this.
You know, of course, like we all are like, you know, I'm so blessed to be here with my kids.
Who said that? None of my friends that have kids are saying that. Honestly, they're like, they're talking about
that's like so I do much. Feel like, you know, I get a chance to really just be here, but that's not me.
I'm not that girl.
Yeah. I'm not that mom who can just be all in 24/7. Like I need my hour. Cassius has really struggled, actually, but Rue, like, she just goes with the flow.
There's no idea. Yeah.
She's bopping around. How old is Cassius now?
Three.
Okay. So he struggled, like, without, like, going and doing, like, his school and his different, like, soccer, like, and his dance and his, like, things. And, like,
And so, yeah, I think not going to school and, like, everything, you know, I try and keep a schedule with both the kids just because it works for us. And the schedule is...
There is no schedule.
Yeah.
He's like, Mommy, my dance, my school, my soccer.
I know, can
my
you
karate.
That,
I know.
That little leotard just sometimes, just every now and then.
Just because. I'm like, I'll get on Zoom and teach him.
Yeah, we will do a class.
I know.
Just to have him.
But so I think that part has been hard and like, for Dom and I, there's only so many walks we can go on.
Early on in quarantine, I was like, do you want to go for, like, a walk? She was like, why? No. And I'm like, I don't either. Thank God. I don't want to. Everyone else was doing it and, like, loving and, you know, being excited about doing it. And I was like, I don't want to, but I feel like I have to. Thank God you don't want to.
Someone wants to say hello.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Dom.
There's our job.
Look at the quarantine here.
I know. This is. I asked
this. We both got one here.
Yeah. More stuff.
My mole hair popping. Mole hair is popping.
Why do dudes act like they can't shave? What is that?
Yeah, they can shave.
He's just, point.
I think he's just.
Yeah, he's like whatever.
Just gone for it. Yeah.
Okay, what am I do? Some fan questions.
You want to do the fan questions?
We got like a couple good ones. Yeah, I got some fan questions.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
So this one's from. By the way, I just fucking love you so much.
I miss you so much. Do you remember how much we would laugh?
You too.
The knee hops and your legs.
The old knee hop. The three hop test. The constant under our breath talking shit about everyone. Cause like, what else are we doing? We're on these trips for 1,000 years at a time. We're like, shit.
All right. So this is from Jay Strabex. Favorite prank you've played on Dom?
You know what? We don't really have time to do pranks now.
True.
So I would pranks have to say us. Like back in the day.
Pranks on us. And we're being pranked every time.
I don't know. Usually we just like kind of screw with each other. Like he'll be sleeping and I like put lipstick on him and took a video.
Release the goods.
Did his makeup one day because he lost a bet. He's a good sport though. He's a good sport.
He does seem like a good sport.
Oh yeah. He's always down. He's always good for laughs.
Yeah, he is.
Chicken. Okay. 20511 would like to know, what was one thing you didn't like about Megan when you first met her?
You know, I thought she was mean.
Mean girl, huh?
So I think it was before, like a camp before, one of my first camps in. And I just remember just like trying to kind of be cool, and you were just not having it. And then I remember calling my mom and saying that you were mean.
You're getting bullied, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And then we became roommates.
One other person has said that, so you know what? Honestly, it's friend. I need to reevaluate me. Morgan Bryan said that too.
We became roommates the next camp, and I remember again calling my mom and being like, "Oh, me and Pino are roommates. Like, how, you know, am I gonna do this?" And she's like, "You know, it could be a good thing. Like, sometimes you just don't know." Because I was this young.
You were like funny, and like you were like, I think you were even vegan at the time, but like
vegetarian.
Yeah, she was a vegetarian.
Asparagus and onions.
Asparagus, onion, and a mound of pasta the size of fucking Mount Everest. And I'm like, I just don't think that that's great. And literally every second you were in the room, you were fucking sleeping. And I'm like, I think your energy is a little low for where we need to be. But you just like, yeah, you had, the, I mean, like your whole vibe, like you just like, it's like, you don't give a fuck. And then you get to know you and you're like, you're the most caring, like the funniest, like you'll just fucking say how it is. So I don't know. It's probably like,
yeah, it's funny feeling me out.
Yeah.
It's probably how it is.
Yeah.
So me and Pino were roommates, and I was shitting my pants about this and
/ sleeping
anyways. And I think I got sick that camp.
Yeah,
you think I had like the stomach flu or something. Was bad.
100%. Yeah. Bad onion.
Yes. From the onion.
Bad asparagus. Bad onion.
Bad onion.
Or bad pasta.
Yeah. So my stomach was done, and I remember her going into the shower, and that was like when the Clarisonic had just come out to like, you know, exfoliate your dead skin cells.
Yeah.
And so she's in the shower, and all of a sudden I hear my Clarisonic, like,
you hear a Clarisonic.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
The Clarisonic.
The Clarisonic.
And I was like,
were you using it on your face?
Surely she's not using my face, my dead skin self.
Because that would be fucking crazy and disgusting.
Because that's gross. And so she came out and didn't say anything. And then I snuck in. And I was like, feeling. And it was wet. And I was like, I knew it.
Honestly, I got into that shower. I saw that bitch and I thought, my sunscreen needs to get off. We were in Arizona. I'm pretty sure we were in Arizona. I said,
that's how our friendship started.
So wait, when did it first, like, you guys actually talk about
a while
it.
Later.
Really?
Yeah, not
a while
not
later.
For,
yeah.
I'd be the same way. I'd be like,
yeah, while later. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have said like, oh wow, your skin looks really
good.
I would have been like, oh my God, thank you. Wow.
And then we played in Seattle together, which was amazing.
Was legendary.
But you lived out like kind of far, and I lived, you know.
Yeah, you lived right in the thick of it. With Carm. Shout out Carm.
Shout out Carm.
The best.
We love her.
That team, when I think about, like, that team has just been, like,
it was shenanigans.
Riot.
It was mad shenanigans. Well, first of all, Laura Harvey, one of the funniest person I've ever met.
Yeah.
Far out.
I mean,
so
we had
streak.
We had
characters.
Some good times.
It was, it was Harv's, Sid, me, Jess Fishlog, Hope Solo, Carm Moscato, Kendall Fletcher, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shenanigans. Like,
Haley's hilarious too.
Yeah, I mean, shenanigans. And then, like, it just like so many. Keelan was in there. Keelan was not shy. Steph was up in there. Lou was all up in there. Ellie.
I mean,
it was a shenanigans.
We had
Naho.
And now you're like the old
Naho.
Yeah, now I'm I'm literally 1,000 years older than everyone except Lou and Jess on the team. Bev has retired.
Shout out, Bev.
Yeah, it was shenanigans. Laura.
And it was your first
good times.
Second year there?
So it was like
second or third year. Yeah.
Oh my God, it was shenanigans.
Yeah.
It was mad shenanigans.
Yeah, we had a good time. And we were so good.
We were so good. Joey's got some play.
Joey's?
We love the Joeys.
You fucking love the Joeys. We all love Joeys. We all love Joeys. Elderflowers.
Yeah, Elderflowers.
Yeah, we know that. Just a cash Elderflower.
With the Bellini. Oh, the Bellini so inside.
The fact that we never ran into each other at Joeys is shocking.
Shocking. Yeah. Oh yeah, and then Rachel.
We were there. Yeah, we were.
Yeah, we were there. Too. Yeah, we were in a. We were
on the water. It moved now, but
we were the one in New Village.
Oh, okay.
We have another really important question.
This one is from Mandelson 36.
Really important.
It's actually, I'm actually very glad somebody asked this. Cassius pooping in the nightstand. That's it. That's the question.
That's the question. Okay. What the fuck?
Okay. A little of this is my fault.
Okay. That's so mature.
That's very 30 years.
That is so mature. Yeah.
So I sometimes have to lock him in from the outside.
Yeah. My mom was like, I don't want to put a lock on the outside. My dad was no. We need to lock these bitches
in. As soon as we moved in, I was in there with the little screwdriver, switching it around. did it myself. Yeah.
Yep. He earned it.
And so, you know, the fifth time, it's always the fifth time I go in there. And I'm like,
motherfucker,
if you get out of bed one more time, mommy is locking the door and you will not be able to get out. Got out of bed. I go in there, put him back in bed, and then I lock the door.
Yeah, sure did.
So I look on my handy
surveillance system. Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is he doing? And he's got his pants down. I'm pretty sure they're completely off.
Yeah.
And he's definitely trying to take a poo in his like drawer to his nightstand. And so I ran up there and I was like, open the door. And I was like, what are you doing? And I scared him.
Listen, you motherfucker.
Yeah. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, the door was locked. The door was locked. I'm like, you liar.
Liar.
He's locking the door.
Liar.
Put that right back on you.
So I grabbed him.
Oh, my God.
He had a little turtle head poking out of his bum, and I grabbed him and I put him on.
I'm dead. No,
the toilet, and he made it.
So is he still? Is he in diapers right now, or what's his situation? I don't even know what age
he's in diapers at nighttime.
Okay,
so he's in diapers at nighttime.
He's supposed to tell you when he needs to go poop,
but he doesn't. He likes his privacy, so, and he only likes to take shits in me and Dom's bathroom. So he'll go in there and light it up.
Yeah. He's like, can you draw me a bath? I'm going to take a shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to wipe up and then I'm going to clean it. Yeah.
And you're going to clean it.
He's wild. And
I was a privacy little kid too.
The
door's locked.
I said, no.
Wouldn't you just love to get in like his little brain? He was like, the door's locked. Where am I going to do this?
He was like,
where am I going to do this? I know.
Exactly.
Let me open this
door. But he really does things to push Dom and I to like our complete limit. He also makes us laugh so much. Like, he's so funny.
Familiar. Yeah.
But I also think like that's part of his like struggle through this time. I feel bad for him, but
no, I know. Actually, like I was thinking about this, like all the memes and everything going around, obviously, because people who make memes are like, you know, adults and whatever. All the memes going around are like how insane like the kid situation is, and parents are like, they're driving us nuts. But for kids, like, they can't even conceptualize like, oh, we're going through a pandemic. No. Like, Cassius has no idea what's fucking going on. He just knows his whole life is different. He's like, take me to my dance class. Take me to my like school. Take me to my soccer. Why can't I go? Why is mommy and daddy around all the time? I'm not really here for this. Exactly. This is what I signed up for. So it's like, it is hard. They need like way more than us. They need a schedule. At least we can be like, okay, like I'll try to conceptualize that our lives have changed. Like, it's wild for them.
I made the mistake of telling him why everything was going on, like why it was going on. You know?
Oh,
no. So I was like, Cassius, we can't play with our friends or go outside because there's a virus outside, you know, like, we're getting sick and we need to be safe.
Where is this going? No.
He, He did not want to go outside for days.
Yeah, they do take it like crazy literal.
The virus. Yeah. Like, no. We can go out as a family, but we can't see anyone when we go out. It's just us.
He's like, yesterday you told me there was a virus outside. Yeah. I didn't forget. Yeah.
So, So, lie to your kids.
Our friend just texted us. She's like, her daughter locked herself in her new bedroom at the new house they just moved. Mm. In the new house, it took us 30 minutes walking her through how to get the door open. So she's like,
I think Annabelle's like,
I'm good in here.
Three?
Yeah. You guys can stay out?
Annabelle's like, three.
I'm actually going to stay in here in my new room in my new house. So, like, we're good. We're out. Yeah.
No corona getting in here.
No corona getting in here. Okay.
Right.
We got games.
Oh, I'm so ready for this.
Okay.
I'm so ready.
Rapid fire. So in Orlando, they're letting you guys use the facility. Why don't you tell us how your first training went in a Valley Girl voice?
All right. So, because we talk like that sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was going for it. And she took a step. The ankle went. Sent a shiver up her spine.
Yeah.
She lost it. She
has a weak ankle and it showed.
She has a couple weak ankles.
What has been your go-to quarantini?
That drink that I sent you about the locally sourced coconut syrup.
Just the color. It was like a tequila and you said it was a margarita, but then you threw in coconut and it was the most beautiful shade of a pale green, mostly white. Imagine a world, you're locked in your house for 2 months. Okay. Who would you want on your quarantine, no family allowed?
You know, I think we need to bring the gals back.
Or do we need to bring them back? Not all of them, but most of them, but some of them, but a couple of them.
Like,
we'll start with you two.
Me, you, Heyo, Kriegs, Ash.
You guys are funny.
Sue? Are we going to bring Sue? Can I bring Sue?
Yeah, we can bring Sue.
Great. Okay, we're bringing the gals back together. Okay, so who's been more challenging during this quarantine? Who's been more challenging to handle, Cassius or Rue or Dom?
You know, Dom and I will be like, anytime Cassius is difficult, we'll be like, yeah, Rue's our favorite now.
Yeah.
No question. Cassius has been tough. But also, Dom and I are so used to, like, coming and going and like doing all that stuff, and then now we're like here.
I'm like, you're still here.
This is it.
And my breathing annoys him sometimes, and his breathing annoys me sometimes.
So it's Dom.
So
okay. Yep, got it.
So I would say Cassius, but Dom would probably say me.
Okay. Who's your favorite son, Cassius or Dom?
Babe.
Cassius.
Can you hear him?
Yeah. Yo.
I got that listening.
What's your nickname for Dom?
He said sexy. I call him Ama.
Ama. Okay.
Yeah. We call each other Ama.
Which of your tattoos is your favorite?
You know what? Probably my number two now.
We're going to need to see it. Yep. Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if you were in the times where I had the soccer ball in flames on my back.
That's coming.
Oh, okay.
Well, next question.
Well, I sure Woo! Fucking was. Okay, what tattoo do you regret?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
That'll do.
What's your favorite tattoo that Dom has?
Do you know he has my eye?
Ooh.
He's got my eye.
Didn't watching over him.
He put it in a place where if he's annoyed at me, he doesn't have to see it.
He just...
Which tattoo should he regret? Is that one?
Oh, babe, show this one.
Oh, yeah. Let's get him in.
She knows exactly which one.
Demaya? Dwyer, but it looks like an M.
Wait. So.
Oh, Dwyer.
Say Dwyer, but I'm pretty sure this is an M. It's Demaya.
Demaya. It's a Demaya. Okay, yeah. You've played on 7 teams in 9 years. Could it be you?
It might be.
It could be. Okay, name the other Sid the Kid athlete.
Like one that exists today?
He's a fellow Canadian.
He's from Canada. He once had the mumps.
Of course it's a he.
Sidney Crosby.
Yes. Sidney from Canada. And he once had
the
mumps. Why do you hate Canada so much?
Never. I would never hate my hometown.
You just wanted to win. You just wanted to win. I mean, literally, like, I feel like your story. Okay, we're just going to pause on the rapid fire. Clearly, it's not going rapid. Your story's like fucking amazing. So first of all, you grew up, you know, your mom raised you.
Yep.
Your mom's white, your dad's black, your mom raised you, she's white. You had a hard time growing up. Of course,
she's Canadian.
Of course, people are fucking racist. They're giving you shit. And you were dominating everybody, boys and girls. So, like, that's the whole thing. Your mom's Canadian. Damn. When you were like 13 or 14, you literally like moved from your home to another home.
So that was, and I had no passport. So I was living illegally because my dad wasn't on my birth certificate. So we had to go through that whole situation of getting him on my birth certificate. And so I could get my American citizenship.
Right.
So I could get my passport, really. And so I moved there. I was living there illegally. And I was homeschooling at like 14 without my mom. And then I came back home. And then my mom was like, if this is something that you want to do, then you need to like.
Shout out Sandy.
Yeah. And so many people gave my mom a lot of shit for that because I was so young. And like, I couldn't imagine doing that to, like, I couldn't imagine having Cassius leave at like such a young age.
And coming back with a flaming soccer ball tattoo.
Yes.
And a mohawk? Yeah. No, really though, it's honestly like, it's so fucking amazing. Like, people talk about like sacrifice to like go after what they want. And like, you have a World Cup championship, you have an Olympic gold medal. Like, you're like so prolific in your career. It's like, it's so fucking dope. Sue has dibs on the doc, apparently.
Dibs.
Ah. So yeah, we're doing a documentary. We have a lot of time on our hands.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Another question from your childhood. Who's Christopher?
Christopher was me. When I could remember, I wanted to be a boy. My name was Christopher.
Same.
I shaved my head. Well, my mom shaved my head because that's what I wanted to do. And my mom was like, okay, that's what you want to do.
Whatever.
Okay.
Sure.
Like, anytime someone would meet me, they'd be like, oh, what's your name? And I would say that I'm Christopher. And this went on for, like, maybe 11, 12 years.
I love it. That is so good.
And all of a sudden, I think once I hit puberty and, like, I shaved my legs for the first time, I was like, yeah, I'll be a girl.
Yeah. Best roommate that you've ever had?
Oh, I love being roomies with you.
Yes. Okay, Olympic gold medal or World Cup champion, if you had to choose one, even though we have both.
I would take the Olympics because I was so young.
Legendary. It was so good. We had such a fun time. What U.S. soccer records do you hold or tie?
Yeah.
It's 5 goals in a match.
Yeah.
That's a tie.
And also, I'm pretty sure Honey did that in 45 minutes in one half.
Yeah. There you go. I've gone the majority of the years of my career with only 5 goals in a year. So here we are. Most goals off the bench in a calendar year. Do you know how many you had?
No.
14. The burn. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I've never had 14 goals in
ever,
a year.
Don't ever be sad to be a bench player because, honey, when you go in.
Bang. Bang. There's no time left in a World Cup final and your team has a PK. Who would you rather take it? You or Dom?
Nope. Dom. But like, Dom will miss his PKs and I just won't take them so that I don't miss them.
Okay. What would Dom's celebration be?
It used to be a backflip.
Oh, solid.
But one time he slipped and almost broke his neck and we said, that's
probably going to
get that done now.
We're getting older.
That's done now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that we have kids, it's like, okay.
We can't be taking those risks. Okay. Dom or Allie Krieger?
Allie scored an unreal PK. So I might take my Kriegy.
Allie Krieger or Brandi Chastain?
Krieger.
Krieger? Or Brandi Chastain's bra?
Ooh, that's tough. She did have a good set of abs.
Really good.
Kriegs has got some good abs too, so I'm going with Kriegs.
Kriegs? Or me?
I will take you because you're, I mean,
got the question.
She would. I think she would take you.
Yes.
You'd be okay. Like, yeah. Let Pino take this one.
There's no time left in the World Cup final. Your team gives up a PK. I've probably done something crazy. I've done a handball. We've given up a PK. Who would you rather have in goal? Ashlyn or Barney?
Ashlyn, like, I've played with Ashlyn forever. I'm taking Ashlyn.
That's our girl. Like, we're taking Ash. Ash or Alyssa?
Don't make me do this.
Lizzie had a big save this year.
Yeah, I was having a heart attack.
Heart attack.
Early labor.
Up and down.
No, I'm not answering that question. That's too hard. Too hard on the heart.
Okay. Ash or Alyssa or Hope?
I will say those three are probably the best keepers in the world.
Any of those three are brand scurry.
You forgot, like,
forgot about one.
We went into the fucking archives. I told you I talked to Hype.
Add her into the four. Add her into the four.
Add her in. We're taking them all. All of them.
Yeah. Fair. We're taking all of our goalkeepers. That's for sure.
Well, signed off.
I love you. I had so much fun.
So much fun.
Happy Mother's Day. Probably. Your Instagram gives us life.
Oh, every day.
Every day.
We love you.
Thanks. Our home and nature land, in all thy sunshine,
with glowing hearts we see the rise of true north, strong and from far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Guard for thee, our land, for just and Canada, we stand. Oh, we stand on guard for thee.
Yes, sis. Yes, 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 and yes.
She's Canadian, folks.
We love ya.
Yep.
Love you, Sid. Thanks
yes,
for coming on.
Love you.
Love you. Happy birthday. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy birthday, Mother's Day.
All the shits.
We'll send you some Ama goods.
Thank you.
Yeah, we send you some Ama goods.
Okay, perfect.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Was there anything left?
No, I think we covered it, guys.
Is there anything left for us to do?
We bickered.
Shout out to the moms.
When I was young, me and my mama had 17
years. You just hit
things
where you
travel
on the side.
Go back in the time. I never thought I'd see a face. Hey, a woman alive. Back and take my mama's place. Spend it from school. Running from the police, that's right. Mama kept me through the movement to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a crack queen, mama. I finally understand for a woman, it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother, the own welfare. Tell me how you treat it, there's no way I can pay it back. But the plan is to show you that
I can't say. Alright, we're doing two songs tonight. Every Sweet 16 I ever went to, bat mitzvah, bar mitzvah, this is how you end the night. Everybody on the dance floor! Congratulations to Josh! Happy Bar Mitzvah! Hey, thanks for coming out! Hey! Shauna, happy Bar Mitzvah! Hey. Oh, it's Megan's Sweet 16! Let me get the family on the phone!
family. We are family.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of A Touch More, the number one IG live rated show according to no one.
We'll be back next week with a brand new show.
See you next week.